It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a reality that nobody wants to talk about, but I think it's time that we have to start admitting it. Final hour of the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. It's a local story that recently took place, and an establishment that I think a lot of us longtime pizza fans have liked and still like is Devani's. So Devani's is apologizing after an incident recently with a group of Republican members at one of its locations this past weekend. So let me just say this. I think that anybody out there, okay, and this is how we should all, I believe, just kind of move in the world and think, is that nobody wants to be discriminated against. No one. White man, white woman, black man, black woman, whatever your background is, okay? Whoever you are, however you identify, you don't want to be discriminated against, okay? You want to be treated with respect, okay? So it took place at the Devani's location in Edina. There were a group of Minnesota Republicans that were approached by staff members because of their political clothing. The group members of the Senate District 50 were there. They were having pizza, drinks at the restaurant after they attended their party's annual convention in Minneapolis. Now, they tweeted out, we were told they did not allow political organizing at the restaurant, according to a news item from Bring Me the News. However, the party says the group were just there for food and drinks after their convention, okay? So an employee approached them after they had eaten and told them that political meetings were against restaurant policy. And one of the individuals that was in attendance by the name of A.K. Kamara said, it made me feel we were being discriminated against on the basis of who we support politically, which that should not happen, okay? And I think that we all can agree on that, okay? On Sunday morning, the party announced in a tweet that it was in the process of organizing a meeting with Devani's and the staff member involved to resolve the situation. We hope it can be a learning experience for all. Now, let me read to you the apology that was posted on social media by Devani's. It says, for 50 years, Devani's has been your neighborhood gathering place for quality food, community connection, and making memories. Over the weekend, our team in Edina misunderstood a policy around fundraising efforts in our party rooms, which resulted in an incident that impacted valued guests. We're deeply sorry for the actions taken. Our teams always work to create a welcoming, friendly environment and dining experience for all guests of all backgrounds and beliefs. We have taken quick action to understand, resolve, and work on expanded training for our team members. We take pride in supporting our communities and will continue to live by our values each day. If this impacted you directly or you would like further information, please go to Devani's www.ESPN.com/contact, and someone from our leadership team will contact you directly. So they owned up to it immediately. They didn't run from it. They said, you know what? One of our members of our team misunderstood our policy. Okay? We're going to go ahead and say that that is the case, and we hold ourselves accountable for that. I applaud Devontae's for doing that. I've actually met some people with Devontae's before in the last couple of years. And look, I've always been a fan of Devontae's back when I was a kid. And I'm a fan still to this day from the people that I met with their company. But I think that there's something with this story. And the reason why I'm bringing this up that I wanted to point out, because no one should be discriminated against. Okay. I don't care if you label yourself as a conservative, as a liberal, as a Democrat, as a Republican, anything. But there's something that I think that people should acknowledge, okay? Now, the gentleman, A.K. Kamara, because remember there was some confusion about whether it was like a political fundraising thing or whatever, and the person that worked there kind of misunderstood, right?
Yeah, because they came in wearing,
yep,
wearing the merchandise.
All the affiliation
all decked
and stuff
out,
like,
yep,
that. He stated that he was wearing an American flag hat, and other members were wearing Make America Great Again hats. Okay, let me just go ahead and rip the Band-Aid off of this. And you can react at 651-461-9226. It is March the 3rd. If you wear a Make America Great hat, a MAGA hat, you don't have to like this take, you don't have to love this take. But if you wear a MAGA hat, it's going to draw negative attention. That's just the way that it is. Now I'm not saying that should always be the case. I'm just telling you that's how it is. I'm going to give you a perfect example. This is even going back to 2016. I wasn't even living here, but I was living in Kansas, right? And at that time, like, because in Kansas, a little,
yeah,
bit different politically here.
Kansas, a little different.
Yeah.
A little different.
I was at a grocery store, one of my favorites, called Sprouts.
Okay?
I'm at the grocery store, and this was like a day or so after Donald Trump had said something extremely offensive, like super racist, whatever. It just was not good. I'm in the grocery store, and there's a gentleman, older gentleman, that had a MAGA hat on. Red hat, white words.
Yep.
He sees me. I see him. It's like I didn't really care anything, but we made eye contact. And it, not on my end, but on his end, he saw me as a black man, seeing him as a white man with the hat on, and it made him uncomfortable. No, I'm telling you, I could read his body language. He became uncomfortable, and I think it was because of whatever little situation had arisen the day before or things that he, and so I noticed that about him, and I didn't, you know, like give him a stare down. I didn't give him any look, whatever. He just kind of like, we're all in it. We're shopping, right? Like,
yeah, you're minding your own business.
I'm minding my own business. You're minding your own business. But my point in this is that I think that we can lie to ourselves and say it doesn't matter. It does. Would you agree with that? Like, it does. Like when people wear the MAGA hat, because it symbolizes something.
You're doing it to get a reaction.
Well, I
feel for the most part now with this.
I think
this is different. The Devontae's thing, I feel, is different.
No. It's totally different. It's totally different than my interaction.
Than
with
your
the
interaction, yes.
And that was 9 years ago. But this is my point, though. I think that right now, where we're at in the world, that people identify that hat with hate. They identify that it symbolizes something that people don't like.
I don't think – see, but the people that support it don't look at it as hate. Those that are not Trump supporters look
I'm talking about the people that see it. I'm not talking about the people that wear it.
Oh, yeah. Like, if there's a definite judgment if you're wearing that hat from people that don't think like that. But I think for those that support the Trump administration and everything that MAGA represents, that hat, it's symbolic of who they are and their beliefs. So I don't necessarily know that it makes them uncomfortable.
No. I'm not. That's not what I'm saying. I just, the uncomfortable part was what I was saying about a gentleman, my interaction 9 mm-hmm. years ago. I'm not talking about current day.
Gotcha. Okay.
What I'm saying is that we're 9 years into this movement.
Okay.
And
it's different than
it symbolizes something that a lot of Americans don't like. Now, if you are a Trump supporter or you are a MAGA fan, of course, you don't really care. You're just going to
rep it and you're going to be fine with
it. But I would also ask this, too. I don't get the point of the hat at this point. Like, I don't like a little bit over a month ago, there was like a high school age kid that wore the hat at the gym. I don't understand the point of that.
It's to me, if you wear it now, it's about getting a reaction. That okay. to me is, and I'm not saying that it's bad, but people, I see it all the time. And I know that at this point, like, all the ideologies are very clear. We know where the administration stands on certain issues. And if you're supporting that, that's your guy. You're going to go all in. You're going to wear it. Cool. You know, you can do whatever you want. But yeah, I do think at this point, because it is so polarizing, you're going to be judged.
It's
not fair. But if you're wearing something, you know that you're doing it with the intent to troll or ruffle feathers or to get a reaction.
I'm not even saying that it's not fair. If the person you support does things that a lot of Americans don't like,
mm-hmm.
and it comes across in a certain way, if you wear apparel, then I think that people have a right to look at you. Like, for instance, if Henry Lake is out and about and I'm wearing a Kanye West hoodie,
mm-hmm.
I feel like if people criticize me for it or look at – not even criticize me, but if they look at me a certain way, kind of like, hold on, you support that guy? It comes with the territory, would it not?
It does, but there are some people that they don't care. If somebody looks at you, if you're wearing the Kanye hoodie – And
I'm not saying I'm not saying about the care part. Yeah,
no,
clearly they don't.
Yeah, no, it's just one of those that it's part of their identity, and they're doing it with an intent. It's not just because it's a piece of wardrobe in their in their closet or something. Like, it's, I feel like you wear it at this point and you do it with intent to get attention.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
Yeah. 651-461-9226. I just don't understand, regardless of whether it's Donald Trump or whoever, mm-hmm. I don't understand the wearing a political, like, when it's outside of a presidential year, I don't understand wearing the gear outside of the year that an election is taking place. Not to say that you don't have to have pride for whatever, but it's just, I don't know, it just seems odd to me. It's kind of a weird thing.
Well, I think, too, is as long as Donald Trump is wearing the hat, other people will wear the hat. Because he'll be wearing a suit and everything.
Well, that's
but if he's got the hat,
well, you
guess
know what?
It's still out there.
I think we kind of, in a nutshell, answered it. In that any other politician, They after the elections are over,
it's over and done with.
It's over and done with. Yep.
Yeah.
I think you just nailed it. That's the reason why it continues to be a thing and it continues to be symbolic of something, is because he continues to wear it. 651-461-9226. Your reaction, your text, your phone calls. Next.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego sets play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego bricks.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Text and phone calls, 651-461-9226. No one has to like it. And I don't think that everybody is going to agree. But the reality is that the MAGA hat has, it's morphed into, or it symbolizes something that a lot of people just don't like. It symbolizes something that a lot of people don't like. And
oh, extremely, yeah.
Because I'm telling you, when I saw that gentleman almost 10 years ago, 9 years ago to be exact, in that grocery store, and he had that hat on, and he saw me, and it was a day or two after Donald Trump had said something horrible, stated an opinion that was extremely and I can't remember exactly what it was, but that gentleman seeing me and his body language, he gave that look of it. He looked like he was maybe early 70s. He looked embarrassed when he saw me.
Here's my question on that, though. If you're going to get that sort of reaction, you should never be embarrassed about who you voted for or who you support. Like, if you're out in public and you see
somebody, I think that there are a lot of people that are embarrassed
by that.
They're not. No, I think that there are a lot of people that you would label them Trump supporters. Mm-hmm. And then when he does, and I don't know how you justify it, right? Like, maybe some people are just like, I'm never voting for a Democrat. I'm never going to vote for a lefty liberal. I think that there's just some people out there.
There are some that no matter what, you've got the R next to it.
No matter what, they're going to vote for the R on the ballot.
Yep.
There are clearly a lot of people. Clearly a lot of people that will look at the stuff that occurred with him and Zelensky, how he's dealt with being pro-Putin, just the misogynist, narcissistic things that he's done and said. I think that there are a lot of people that don't. We've taken the phone calls here the last few years. Well, I don't like him as a person.
But his policies.
But
it's right. It's hard right now. I think it's hard for people to differentiate Donald Trump from Donald Trump's policies, because you hear that the policies now are not what, you know, my father's Republican Party was.
Yeah.
And you do hear that. But I do think that part of Donald Trump's identity at this point is not about being president. It's about MAGA. MAGA is his brand. He's selling his brand. And as long as you can sell your brand, it's going to be out there, because the more merch, the more things you put out with the MAGA logo, the more money you can make.
From the 612, I am so sad for those poor Republicans that felt discriminated. I am sure that they would never do that to anyone. I hope that they can find the help and support to get through this trauma. I sense the heavy sarcasm in that specific text. If they came in wearing white hoods or swastikas and they were kicked out, would that be okay? Those are political views. Some people find the party of Trump to be likened to those parties. I have a feeling that this will be the new norm. What will they say when more Republican businesses turn away people with rainbow colors? They already can turn away members of the gay community. White supremacists don't seem to see what they believe is hate either. They feel that they are doing the right thing for their race. I see MAGA as hate. Trump has made that obvious. And that's where you go back to the what does it symbolize from the 312. I think what is disturbing about that hat and all the narratives of it are when you see kids wearing them. Kids don't ask to get the judgment because they're going to emulate what their parents do up to a certain age. Teenagers are probably the cutoff. I'll say this about young kids and wearing political paraphernalia and stuff like that, whatever. If you are in high school and you are wearing, like if you wear a MAGA hat, with all that you've seen the last few years, I'm not going to blame your parent. I'm not. I'm really not. If you're in high school and that's where your mind is, you're probably going to be judged and should be judged. I got no issue with that.
Yeah, and there's another one here, the last one from the 612, Henry. You know, he has to have some sort of relationship with Putin to be able to get what he wants. Like peace, you guys aren't seeing outside the box. To me, you don't have to be friendly with Vladimir Putin and change our ideology to align with Vladimir Putin and oppose Ukraine to get peace.
I would ask this to the texter, and they can feel free to call in. What are you seeing in his relationship with Putin that the world isn't seeing? I guess I would ask you that. Like, what are you seeing outside the box that no other people are seeing? Give me some insight. Give me some perspective. Give me that deep think piece about him and Putin that nobody else sees. I'm curious what you're seeing that nobody else sees. Are we now apologists for Vladimir Putin all of a sudden in this country? Let's go to who was holding. Let's go to Dave in Andover. How you doing, Dave?
Hey, Henry. I'm hanging in there. Let me tell you, like Trump comes out with his red hats. Well, right after that, I knew a guy that printed up, you know, T-shirts and hats and stuff. I went down and had a bunch of blue T-shirts and blue hats printed up, you know, and I put my own, you know, sayings on it, you know, and my favorite one these days, which I still wear this stuff around too, and it says, it's a blue hat with gold printing, and it says, Trump is a fascist pig.
You're wearing that hat?
Oh yeah.
Why?
Why? Because I'm a provocateur, you know. If they can wear their red hats and announce their beliefs, well then I feel I can wear the opposite, a blue hat, you know. So I'm just, you know, doing a counterattack.
So you're just trying. He's trying. And thanks to the phone call from David Andover, he's just trying to. He's basically what you just said, Chris. He's trying to.
Yeah, he's
trying to poke people.
He's poking the bear. Yeah, yeah. And I know that there are people that they wear it and they believe in it, but knowing how polarizing it is right now, when you wear something like that in public, you know that you're going to elicit a reaction, no matter what. I mean, you know it. I see T-shirts even to say fair. Well, if you don't like Trump, you're not going to like me.
Yeah.
You're not going to wear that just because it was the only clean shirt that you had. You're wearing it with the intent to get a reaction from people around you.
Let me address this texture here from the 612. Why do people wear a Prince shirt? Because they like him. Why do people have a particular tattoo? Because they like it. Why people wear a cross? Because it means something to them. Why do people wear a MAGA hat? Because they are proud of the conservative ideology it represents and they like it. Why do people wear a Don't Tread on Me shirt or have flag in their yard because they are proud of the USA or because it represents something that they like or believe in? It's not to annoy others. Listen, love the text, but I think it's disingenuous to say that wearing a Prince shirt or to or wearing a Byron Buxton jersey or a Joe Mauer, whatever, is the same as a political, as a politician. Because I don't know any ideologies from Joe Mauer. We do with politicians, number one. So there's a difference there. I think that we all can acknowledge that. But getting back to the point of wearing things because you like things, I'm in agreement with the texter there. But what you need to address is the fact of the overarching comment and statement that I made is we have to just deal with the reality is that it symbolizes something. Whether you want to like it or not, you can say that it symbolizes conservative ideology. Some people would symbolize it with racism. Some people would identify a MAGA hat as opposing people with disabilities when he's up at a rally mocking and ridiculing people that are disabled. Right? Like, so it boils down to what does it represent? You're 100% right. What does it represent? And you're saying conservative ideology, and a lot of people say, yeah, it represents racism, sexism, being a narcissist. It encompasses a lot of different things. So that's the difference that I would respectfully say, Texter. All right, 651-461-9226. We'll take a break, take a look at weather. And then in today's paper, they had a topic regarding making right turns on red. There's no issues here, right? I'll explain next year on the Lake Show. I think that in life, sometimes we just make things too difficult. Tim Harlow does a great job with the Minnesota Star Tribune. The headline, where there are double right turn lanes, can I turn right on a red light? Of course you can. I think that right now on the roadways, we have gotten worse as drivers. We have gotten worse. And it's a bunch of different things that have taken place. Okay. We use our phones too much. The distracted driving it's made the roads a mess. And it's almost like we don't have the knowledge that we once had with regards to how to utilize the roadways. If you are at a light in both of the lanes to your far right, you can turn on red. You can turn on red in both lanes. This happens frequently. Yes. When I go out to Woodbury, is it a Radio Drive? I think it is. And I'm up if I'm going to go work out at the gym or run some errands out there, and I get off of 94, and those the two furthest right lanes, there's you know, you can turn on red. Both of those lanes, you can turn red. If you're more inside, you got to go to the furthest left, right, to turn, or you got to stay inside, and you just don't have to veer into that right lane.
Yeah, when you're
I don't understand what the controversy is.
Yeah, when you're double turning, like if you're in the right lane, you stay to the inside. If you're on the outside lane, you stay to the left.
You don't cross lanes.
You don't cross lanes when you're making that right hand turn. The only time I don't make that right turn is when it says no turn on red.
Yeah, that's the only time.
But yeah, other than that,
but that's for everybody at the light, though.
Correct. Yeah,
for both lanes.
Yeah, if you have a right turn lane, if it is not marked a right turn lane and it says there are no restrictions, and you're in a double turn lane, as long as there's no traffic coming and you're clear, you can make that. As long as if you're on the left lane, you stay to the outside lane. I mean, it's very
well. It says from the strip reader says Deb Stoll wondered about intersections such as Main Street and Hemlock Lane in Maple Grove, where there are two right turn lanes.
Oh, yeah, I know all about that area.
When there is more than one right turn lane on the road, can a car from either any of the right lanes turn right on a red light? I thought it was only the cars in the far right lane that could turn on red. That's not true at all.
Yeah. And maybe because you think that we're so used to only one turn lane, but yeah, if both of them are have the turn signal on them, like the drawing on the road, then you absolutely can make that turn. You absolutely can.
Yeah, I'm surprised this is even in question. Like, this is how you drive.
Again, assuming that you're not, because I think one thing you do have to be careful when you're making when you're in a double right-hand turn or a double left-hand,
mm-hmm.
that you do have those individuals that they do have a tendency to, if you're in the double right turn.
The inside lane?
If you're on the inside lane,
yeah.
They'll go to the outside lane when they make the turn, which is illegal. You need to stay in your allocated lane.
First off, if you do that and there are other cars to your left, you're dope. Like, you're just asking for an accident. We shouldn't have to educate people on the radio that if you're in the farthest right lane and there's cars to your left, yeah, don't cross over into the other lane. Stay in your damn lane. Like, we shouldn't even have to explain that.
Yeah, you would be surprised, man. You would be surprised.
Can't take up two lanes.
When I am going to take a right, if I'm going to merge onto somewhere and I see a double turn lane or a turn lane period, I wait till they're clear because I am not certain that with that turning lane, they are going to stay in their allocated lane, if that makes sense.
Wait, explain that one more time.
Okay.
One more time.
So
I'm trying to be clear on this.
Yeah. And this is just for a single lane.
Okay.
If
single lane, so we're not talking about double.
We're not talking about double lane. We're talking about single.
You're talking about just a right turn.
Yeah, and I'm talking about if somebody is at a light and they are going to make a left-hand turn.
No, I thought we were talking about right-hand turns.
Right, left, whatever. If they are, well, no, but I'm saying that the direction doesn't matter.
Okay.
But I'm saying I will usually wait to make a turn until I know what that person is doing because I'm not convinced that those people are going to stay in their allocated lane, if that makes sense.
It doesn't make sense because I don't know what you're saying, left or right. It doesn't matter. I drew up a scenario of the double lanes going right. I guess I need you to explain to me what is the situation. Are we on a one-way street? Are we at a stoplight? Or what's the?
No, we're at a light. The other people are at a light.
Yep.
And
the people facing you.
The people facing me are at the light.
Yep.
I don't have a light, but I've got a yield as I'm going to the right.
Oh, I got you.
They're making a left turn.
Yep.
And there's a double lane that we're both turning onto in Bass Lake Road.
Yep.
I'm just gonna go Bass Lake and Northwestern because that's what I'm talking about. So they make that left turn, and technically I could be able to merge on the right. I could just slide into my right lane. Because there's a left lane that is allocated for them when they make that left turn.
Yep.
I'm not convinced that they are not going to make that wide turn, so I wait until they're done.
That's fine.
Because if that
you're just playing by ear, yeah.
And that's kind of
that's just part of what driving is though. Like
yeah.
I think that at times on the roadways we overcomplicate things.
We do.
I'm dead ass serious when I say that. Like I don't understand how we have questions like this with regards to what should and should not be happening. Like, because what's the number one philosophy when driving? What's the number one thing?
Be aware?
Nope.
Nope.
Number one thing that we should all live by when driving.
Be nice.
We share the roads.
We share the roads.
We share the roadways.
That's what I mean.
That's the number one thing. Like, I have had this happen, and you could tell that road rage is becoming more and more of a thing, okay? I don't have a problem letting people cut in on me. I don't have a... I'm not that guy. I'm not a person that's going to be honking at you. We're all trying to get somewhere safely.
Yeah.
I've had twice in the last month and a half where when people are moving in traffic and I'm trying to get over just the merge, where people are hitting their horn and they're mad because I'm merging.
Yeah.
Like, we're all in traffic. What? I don't understand your point in honking at me.
Yeah, I have no problem with letting somebody in. If we're merging, you turn on your signal, you go every other car, and that's it. Now, if you're going to try and get a little froggy and if I'm going to let one in and you think you're going to piggyback off of that, nah, my little Hyundai, I'm going to get up there because you get one, and I will let people know you get one. But it's, yeah, I have no problem.
See, I'm not even that. If more than a person gets in front of me, I don't have an issue, man. What am I going to do? Run them over?
Well, no, man, it's every other one, though. That's how it works.
Yeah, but if a second person tries to get, what are you going to do? Nothing?
Oh, I'm going
to. Are you going to whip out a pistol and shoot at them?
No, I'm not going to whip out a pistol, but I'll go up and I'll hug the bumper of the car that I let in.
Why?
Well, because you get one. Because if you let another one in, then somebody else is going
to
win.
Oh, how dare two go in? How dare? So Chris Tubbs is going to get all in a rage because two people got in on him. That doesn't make good sense.
Well, how I roll. You get one. You don't get two. Okay? And guess what? If I don't get the wave, then it's on.
You're exactly who I'm talking about. You're the road rage guy. If you don't get a wave of thank you.
Yep.
Oh, God.
Yep. I'm going to be like, what's up, dog? What's up? What's up? Where's my courtesy wave?
You might want to check that.
No, man. I'll yell out my window and be like, where's my courtesy wave?
There's a lot of crazy people out there.
Well, that's me.
Don't do that, bro.
No, man. If you're going to merge.
I give people the courtesy wave and stuff too, whatever, but I think that they're outliers. I don't think a lot of people do the courtesy wave nowadays.
No, I don't either.
And if multiple cars get in front of me, it's life, man. I just want to get where I'm going safe.
Well, you know what? So do I, but I don't want 15 people to cut in front of me to get to where they're going first.
There's a difference between 15 people and two.
I mean, you know, people get selfish. And as for the wave, man, I come from the country where it doesn't matter, like, you're driving. It doesn't even matter if you know somebody. You just, like, put your fingers up and wave. You don't even know.
Man, I think we need to take your driver's license away. We need to put you in the buggy.
I'm fine.
We need you to put you in the buggy.
I'm good. Just don't. You get one.
Texan says, describe your courtesy wave.
I'm doing it right now. There. That is my courtesy wave.
Can you describe it? It says describe your courtesy wave. It didn't say do it. It says describe it. It's radio.
It's more of an elbow, wrist, princess, princess thing. You got to cup the finger, cup it like this. See, I'm doing it. Look, it's finger. It's elbow, wrist, right? Right?
Final segment.
That's what they taught me in 4-H years ago.
Coming up next.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong, because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled-up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, thanks to Ben Johnson for being on the show earlier tonight. Hope they beat the Badgers on Wednesday. Senior night for the Gophers. I have a feeling that Ben's going to be the coach next year. I have that feeling because I think that the victory on Saturday really helped him a lot in a building that they don't win in Nebraska. And we can sit here and we can say what we want, but Seth Davis saying what he said over the weekend, using his platform and his name in support of Ben, I think is big.
Yeah, I think that carries some weight. No question. Yeah. You get the endorsement by somebody like Seth Davis, and yeah, you're talking about Nebraska being a tough place to play. Think about that. Out of all of the places in the Big Ten you'd think about would be the tough place to play, would be Lincoln. I mean, it's kind of crazy just how you think about some of these environments nowadays in the Big Ten.
You want to get to a text from the text line about the driving thing and something about the left lane.
Yeah, there was just one of our texters said, girl at the front lane agree, or front desk agrees that the distracted driving is significantly worse. States like Colorado have laws that make it illegal to be cruising in the left-hand lane. Both of us think this would help a lot, keep people from doing 50 in the far left lane. Want to know what you think. I think Minnesota's got a law on the books that makes it illegal to hold up traffic in the left lane.
First off, I've said this forever, I'll say it again. Common courtesy, because the number one thing you should be thinking about when you get into a vehicle is we share the roads. That's the first thing you should think about. When you pull out of your driveway, we share the roads.
Yep.
I'm driving to keep myself safe and where I want to get to. You should be doing the same thing. With that being said, if I'm in the far left lane and I'm going, for example, 68.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to do 80 and I see you coming up and you're behind me, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to move over. I'm going to get over.
Yeah.
It's not for me to police you in the lane. Yeah. I'm going to move my ass over, let you go by, and just whatever. Like, I hate when people do that. If you're going 80 and I want to go 90, get over.
Yeah.
That's just how it is.
Yeah. I got no problems. And yeah, if you're going faster than me, I will find a proper spot to get over and I will let you go. I will pass when I need to pass. Otherwise, I'm in the right lane. Just being, you know, driving slow enough to drive Miss Daisy. I'm cool.
This final text is, I bet the Wolves to bet it all today. You bet it to bet it all?
Maybe to win it all.
At 75-1, yeah, you just lost your money. I would talk to you guys tomorrow at 6.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time, or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
to hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.